All right, good morning again, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We have today Dr. Heather Locks. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Ben.
And I know you've been awake for a while, and I don't know what morning modalities you use or if you use anything. But I'm drinking, well, I did consume something. I don't even know where it came from, but I know it's organic. Okay, that's all that matters, right?
Well, if it comes from Mother Earth, yeah, I would think that would be important.
Yep, and I have learned, moderation in all things, so a little bit of organic coffee, as Dave Johnson reminds me, well, it helps clear the cobwebs out. And some of us do 10-4, some of us do Vital Balance, but I drink a lot of water. And something I learned from you and your guru, nutritional guru, I like to refer to these people as doctors, even though they're not, Dr. Linda Morris. Before we even go there, we're going to talk a little bit about that. But give us a little background on who Dr. Heather Locks is. So if I were to bump into you, and we knew each other from years ago, and I say, hey, oh my goodness, Heather, you look great. What have you been up to? And what is this magnet thing I heard you're playing with?
Why, thank you. Thank you for telling me I look great, because I believe that to be true, too. But it's only because of the nutritionals and my practices that I do have. I walk, I have Vital Balance, I use a lot of magnets, because if I don't, which I recently didn't use them for 2 days, and my paralysis came back. So it's very exciting to me that it took 2 days for it to come back, although it's not very exciting to know that it's still there.
Okay, and so for a Nephite like myself, when you say paralysis,
about 10 years ago.
Okay, go ahead.
About 10 years ago, I became totally inflamed and in excruciating agony, and became paralyzed within a 12-hour period. It started in my back, went down my legs. The myelin sheaths were eaten off of my nerves. I was totally inflamed. So I was very large as well as being in agony. My brain didn't work correctly. I couldn't walk. I couldn't remember anything. I had a photographic memory, which is coming back now. I kind of really lost my whole self, my memory, my thinking capacity, my movement capacity, everything. And I was in agony. You couldn't touch me. If you touched me, I thought you were punching me. I was extremely, my hypothalamus was on the frisk, and my temperature was very low. So I was freezing cold. Even in the summer, I would wear my fur coat in 90-degree weather. There was a multitude of things that happened to my body in that 12-hour period, and it lasted for about a year, where it would take me, I don't know, half an hour or so to go up the stairs. If I walked 10 feet, it would take me another 20 minutes to recuperate from that walking of 10 feet. I couldn't do much of anything. And it was very... very ugly.
Yeah, I'm getting that visual. I mean, literally loud and clear. And I'm just going, holy smokes! I thought my little back injury from 27 years ago was bad. This is serious. So you get introduced to Nikan, and as you already said, that being away from the magnets or getting on, and then in 2 days, these issues start to resurface that you thought, and I deal with this too. I mean, most of us do, and you can all of a sudden we're like, oh, hey, I'm all better. I don't have to wear the insoles anymore, or I don't have to sleep on the sleep system anymore, or I don't have to drink that water anymore, which would be kind of foolish.
Actually, it was only the day products that I go off of. I always sleep in my my magnetic mattress. I also have a cocoon on there because I just love the feel of it.
Yeah. Oh no, no. I mean, you'd be kind of foolish. You know, a dear friend of mine says, "Hey, if you want to validate how great these wonderful Mekin products and solutions are, or you don't think you need them, take them all off."
Yes,
go ahead,
I agree.
Yeah, and see how long you
take them off.
Yeah.
Yep, take them off for a week. See how you are.
That's, and I like the way Dr. Mark, I think it was Mark Sussman, who kind of sarcastically said, wow, if you're concerned about, you know, being exposed to magnets, you better get off the planet.
Yeah, jump off right now.
So Heather, you, and looking back over your journey, because it's been, what, you said 9, 10 years ago you were introduced to Mekin?
It'll be 10 years, December 6th of this year.
Okay.
And before that, about 7 years before that, is how I was introduced to Mekin, and it was from my dear friend and sister, soul sister, Linda Catalina Morris. You call her Dr. Linda Morris, but I call her my dearest friend. Linda Catalina Morris. And she's also a fairy godmother to me, because when she introduced me to the Mekin technologies, it was because of migraine headaches as well.
Okay.
She also had them. And I never had a migraine headache after I put that necklace on. My massage therapist loaned it to me, and that was 17 years ago. No, 18 years ago. My son is 17.
Hmm.
I just know that date so well, because what had happened was I had migraine headaches, and they went away, but what also happened was the magnets, I think, balanced out my body enough to retain my youngest son that I was blessed with after 19 years of not having children and 5 miscarriages. So I was very much blessed by Mekin Technologies 17 years ago, 18 years ago, actually, because he's 17 now. And he was a preemie, 4 pounds. He barely made it out. They put me to bed for the whole time, and I didn't return the necklace to her. I bought her a new one because I couldn't part with it. It had a lot of sentimental value. Having a child after that many years, and, you know, being with my husband, we had stopped, you know, trying to have a child.
Sure.
And we so wanted to have a child together. And we do. We have him. We have a beautiful Alexander now. And he's 17, and he's, you know, he was a preemie when he was little. He was 4 pounds something. When I brought him home, he fit in my husband's hand, and he was the size of the remote control. He was so tiny. And that really is what introduced me to Mekin. So the miraculousness of it, yeah, I can't talk more about that. It's just, I just feel it was miraculous.
And that son today?
Yes, he's 17 today, and he weighs 220 pounds, and he's 6'2". Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, yeah, I can see, you know, because a whole wave of emotions just flooded over me, and I went, okay, wait a second, where'd that come from? And
yeah, because it was a miracle.
Yeah.
My granddaughter was 3 years older than my youngest son, you know, and I was raising my granddaughter at the time, thank goodness. She got my husband used to having children around. And she became the big sister, even though she was his niece. So they kind of got raised together, which was such a blessing. Such a beautiful
thing.
So
for the sake of time, because I'm curious, because I'm looking at this amazing picture of yourself, and I'm thinking, holy smokes, you got a 7-year-old, so I'm not near as crazy as I thought I was, having an 8-year-old at 50. Because we were with some friends last night, that they're even more nuts than we are. They went to Korea once. Thought, hey, you know, our kids are going, let's adopt another a baby boy. And then a couple years later, they got word. And the long and short is, the mom, the bio mom, had another kid. and had another baby, and they said, you need to, you know, do you want to do that? And Tim's like, no, no, we're no. And his wife, Monica's like, oh, yeah, 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 we have to. And so, anyways, and they're, we got married 2 weeks apart from each other, so we share the same anniversary year and all that stuff. But I guess when you look at life, there's really no, especially today, when I see people in the limelight who are older than I am and their kids are younger than ours, I'm like, oh, what's the big deal? As long as you connect with things like me can and you've got the energy, why not? You know,
yeah,
the Bible says we're supposed to live to be about 120, and so why not? You know, Herb Rappin.
Well,
go ahead.
I have a theory about that. I want to live till I'm 172, as healthy as I am now, or healthier, or better. So that's my age.
Sure. So why not? Let's go for it.
Yeah.
And of course, our kids are going to look at us and say, "You're nuts," just like mine did this morning. Say, "Daddy, oh, you're old. Why are you awake so early? Yeah, you're old."
Yay.
Which, hey, is no problem to me as long as I can keep this pace. What exactly your specialty as a doctor? Because you sent me a text yesterday with again, a great photo, which will be on the website on Saturday, amlive.com, and you describe yourself as the medicine woman.
I am a medicine woman. I trust in nature only. I am a naturopathic doctor. I trust in nature. It's the only thing that is the truth to me. As simple, truthful, honest. It always works. and I trust that. My daughter had juvenile rheumatoid arthritis when she was young, from about when she was 2 till she was 8. And the Western medicine just didn't really do it for me. So I sent her back to South America, where I had lived as a teenager, and to a shaman that I knew and loved. And she, I don't know, changed her within a month. These people couldn't change in 6 years, and all the medications that they put her on just really destroyed her whole being, her stomach, her hair, her... You know, she was in agony and pain, and she was in a wheelchair by the time she was 8. And then they tried to take her away from me after I took her to South America and she was better. The doctors here tried to take her away from me. And I swore I would become a naturopathic doctor, a Reiki master, a minister, and a shaman. Because I felt that those were the things that would keep me legally okay with myself, with my integrity of myself, and with the 3D world that was a little, that couldn't help me, couldn't help my daughter. And that's why I became all those things.
Right, and I'm looking at that and thinking, because you'd said, you know, I trust nature. Because
yeah, I do.
Because
and this is why I love Nikan.
Yeah, I mean, God put all these amazing technologies in the earth, and if we'll just simply tap into them, as you know, Herb Rapp says in his book, you know, Fit to Win, we all suffer from magnetic deficiency syndrome, and if we'll just do that, you know, who knows what will happen. And so looking at today, when you're introducing people to Nikan, but Let's say this, okay, and I have...
How I introduce people?
Yeah.
I'll tell you how I introduce them.
Okay.
I have them breathe, first of all. I help them breathe because I feel like when we breathe, we can get a grounding and we can get into our soul self, our real self, our body self, our physical self that is innately intelligent. The most innately intelligent part of my being is my soul and my body, right? Your body beats its heart, you know, I don't tell it to do that. It just does it. It digests my food. Yes, sometimes I have to help it. But it really does everything automatically without interference from me. So I kind of teach people how to get into that, get into their body, get into their soul, into their own answers. And then I introduce them to the technologies. I do... an insult test, because I want people to be empowered to make that choice for themselves, to make that best choice for their best selves. So I teach them how to ask their own questions of their own body. Is that innate intelligence that we all have?
So let me use an example here, because Al Thornton and I had a very lengthy conversation last Saturday about energy testing. And let's say, and I'm giving you a hypothetical, but this is a conversation I had just yesterday with a cousin of mine who was just diagnosed with arthritis, and he said, "Vance, I'm seeing what the doctors are going to do, and then I'm going to call you." I went, "Okay, that's fine. And he said, "Because they had me on this drug, and I felt much better." And I asked him, "Hey, Johnny, where's the arthritis specifically?" And I'm thinking, "Well, dude, I can give you a simple solution that I just got a text yesterday from a friend who was dealing with the same thing, and he started doing this, taking the joint formula. I don't even know what the dosage was or anything, but let's say my cousin Johnny comes to you, and he's 53. He's obese. He's carrying. I'm not calling him fat. I'm just describing him to you. He's been carrying weight. It's because of the side effect of a lot of medication that he's on. How would you?
I understand that one.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. Okay. Man, there's so many things that you shared when I first met you a few years ago. You changed my life, literally.
And thank you.
Because of what Linda Morris was doing with you. And, I was like, oh, my goodness, that's so simple. So simple.
Yeah.
But let me come back to that. What would you say to somebody like Johnny and say, "Hey, here's, what would you do?" I mean, he's racked with arthritis, mostly in his hands, that just hurt all the time.
Oh, yeah, I get that. I have rheumatoid arthritis as well. Also my daughter, so I can empathize with that. How do I start it? Well, sometimes I'm an emotion code practitioner too, and I feel like our emotions are sometimes the cause of our physical ills and dilemmas. So I usually go to that. I will usually find the feeling that the person has. So I listen to them first. And I love when people go to the doctors and get a diagnosis or get their lab results, because then you can work with something. You have something to work with that. You have some information that you can delve into and find remediation for it, find a solution for it. Because if you don't know what you're having, then it's kind of more difficult. So it's very specific when doctors and the medical community give you that information. It's for you to take home with you and take into you and maybe see what's going on, really, about you. What's happening inside of you? What's happening in your feelings? What's happening in your mind? What's happening in your sleep? Are you sleeping? Do you drink water? Do you drink any water?
My mind is flashing to all these different medical calls I've been on as a volunteer firefighter, and that's the first question. That's the first question I ask. Some of my other colleagues, they're like, "Oh yeah, let's pump them full of meds," and I'm going,
"Yeah, I'm sure you have a dilemma there."
It's a major conflict of interest. Very entertaining though, but when I look at somebody who's my age, and they look like they're, 30 years older. I see lots of empty beer cans around, and they can't figure out and just all these different things. But I ask.
Or soda bottles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, Anyway, so there's you really do. I guess my question or the answer that I'm hearing for my cousin Johnny, it really is about finding out where the person's at. Do they really want to be well?
Yes.
That was definitely the case with you when you were introduced to Niken, as you've shared these amazing stories. I do want to talk about, because again, this is when I think of people like my friend Lori Jones, or Dr. Heather Locks, I put you ladies in a category, and I have to be very careful with my words here because people are going to start, you know, sending me hate texts, and I got more than enough to do today than respond to hate texts. But there was more of you to love a few years ago.
Oh yeah, I'll just say I was pregnant. Many, many, many times. I was pregnant with 222 pounds when Linda started with the Vital Balance program, the Kensen Vital Balance program. It was a month after it came out, and I was thrilled with it. And the first time I took it, I knew that this was what was going to help me in the long run. And I have it to this day. I was standing in my kitchen. I took a big sip, and it went through my body like lightning light. And it came out of my hands almost as if it were light. And I was just, enamored with it. Enamored. It was such a wonderful experience, that first sip. And I was hooked. So Linda gave us the plan, and I'm her star pupil, I think, one of them. A bunch of us got together, and we did it that March of 2013, I want to say, is when I started. They came out in February, and I got it in March. And we had a lot of people on the program. And we all met in Las Vegas at the convention for Niken. And we even danced together that night. And it was just so beautiful to be with other people that had, like Beverly. Beverly from Canada had MS for over 35 years, and she'd been wearing braces on her leg. I was dancing with her. She had no braces on. I was dancing. I hadn't danced in probably 15 years.
Wow. And the short and skinny, no pun intended, okay?
81 pounds in 8 months.
81 pounds in 8 months.
Yeah.
And one of the things, and I had a gal 2 days ago, true story, she's obese, okay? But we've known each other for a long time. And there's no reason for it. She knows better. But she looked at me, and I've gotten this a lot lately, and she said, "Vance, you're really skinny. Are you sick?" And I looked right at her, and I said, "Deb, I'll take that as a compliment."
Yep.
And she said, "Well, you don't." And I said, and I just shot her a few little, you know, pithy sayings and remarks. And she said, "Well, you know, I really shouldn't ask you that question because I'm fat." And I wanted to say to her, but I couldn't because I would get in trouble and I'd get slapped and all that stuff. I wanted to say to her, "Yeah, why are you accusing me of being skinny when I know I'm healthy? When I know I'm at my ideal body weight, I don't deal with some of the stuff I used to when I was carrying an extra 50 pounds. I have friends like Dr. Heather Locks, who I learned from her example. Hey, half your body weight in ounces of water every day, half your body weight in grams of protein every day. You can really turn your body into a lean, mean, fat-burning machine." All these little things going through my mind, but I resisted. I was being good that day. But your example was one for me that it really caused me to accelerate and going, man, we can use this Vital Balance. We can use it twice a day. We can learn how to get easily digestible protein into our body. We don't have to make the American excuses, and I really get fed up with them. I want to go back because I just received a text And we never finished the question of my cousin Johnny. Regarding the Nikan solutions, what would you suggest for somebody? Because we can go a zillion different directions. Water, obviously.
Okay, so I start with simple things. I usually think of swan. I don't know why, I just do, because I love birds. So swan was a good one for me. But
okay.
I usually start with water. And I've already taught them how to breathe, so usually within the first 5 minutes of me meeting someone face-to-face, or if it's on a Zoom, something like that, I'll ask them, how are you breathing? Because I had a lot of people that can, just by breathing, they can arrest different things that are happening in their body. My husband has syncope, where he dies. You know, his blood pressure goes to nothing, and his organs start shutting down. They didn't know why it started, and it's difficult to get him back. But if he can breathe before it really gets into it, before he gets into the panic of it, he arrests it. He stops it. So I've learned how to help people breathe
well,
deeply.
You know, just as a sidebar, the first thing you do when you go into the ER or when an ambulance comes to your house, they hook you up. If you're really bad, the first thing we do is get you on oxygen, teaching people
yes.
how to breathe. Second thing we
yes.
do, if you know they can tell you're dehydrated, we'll just hook you up to some water. Yeah. So say
yep.
So you got sleep. When you use the word, the acronym SWAN, sleep, water, air, nutrients. So air, teaching them how to breathe, then water. Okay, that's
then water.
Thing. Okay.
And then I go to nutrition and movement, and lastly I kind of go to sleep because everybody. Just because I do. Even though I know that sleep is like one of the most important ones. But they're all important. You know what I mean? They're all really important. So I don't know about putting that last, but that's where it goes most of the time in my talks.
Well, and I know that, you know, Nikan today, if we look at that acronym, you know, SWEN. I like to look, you know, because I learned this from Dr. Jim Buse, the SWAN acronym, but sleep, water, energy.
Yeah.
So
energy is everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
And you talked about the daytime energy products and how you go off of them and you forget or whatever. You don't switch your insoles.
I just don't put my back flexes on because if I'm just around the house, I just. But now I do. I just put
Anyways. I can think of.
I wear two of them actually.
And why do you wear two of them?
Because my adrenals are kind of taxed. I do a lot of healings and heavy duty stuff. I help people pass over, so that's heavy duty stuff. So my adrenals need a little extra help, and that was part of the paralysis. The things that happened to me, it was diagnosed as. About 9 different things, Guillain-Barré, Parkinson's, fibromyalgia, MS, rheumatoid arthritis. I was even diagnosed with cancer for about 3 months.
Heather, was there anything that you didn't have?
No, there wasn't. Anything. That's what was so weird about it. Every single specialist that I went to 27 doctors that year. 27. My parents would take me. My husband would take me. My friends would take me. You know, I would just go to doctors and doctors and doctors because I was an anomaly. You know, they couldn't figure it out. My thyroid has issues. My adrenals have issues. You know,
here's what we need to do, because you had texted me earlier this week and you said how much time, how long, and I feel for people who, you know, get on a conference call and they think, oh, okay, this will be good. Most conference calls, you know, 20-30 minutes. What I'd like to do in a few weeks time is, and I'm going to just go ahead and set this up, is you can pick a day and we'll set that up, but I want to set this up for our listeners so that, hey, let's just do rapid fire Q&A, and Heather I've got this situation, just like my cousin Johnny. What would you suggest? And what's the first thing, that most important thing, which is the Nikon product line that you'd go to? And then what's second? What's third? And if money were no issue, give me the whole, you know, enchilada.
Well, of course, the whole wellness home.
Yeah.
I have wellness homes. I have Airbnb also, and I have a Nikon wellness room that I rent out as Airbnb.
Okay.
And people think it's a magical bed. They just don't get it. It's a magical bed. And that's what I advertise it as. I have a magical bed. You come to my house, you come into magic and miracles.
Yeah, and I feel the same way about our bed.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why, yeah, you know, there's so many different things. So, Heather, I want to just say thank you, okay, because...
You're welcome, and thank you for having me. I love Nikon Technologies. I love all of Nikon people. They are my best family. They're my best tribe.
Well, and that's kind of the way I feel about, even though that, you know, you're the type of person that if we lived in the same city, we'd be hanging out, you know.
Oh, yeah, we would.
Having a really good
time. Oh, yeah, we would.
Impacting a lot of other people, saying, hey, let's go meet at Heather's, or this week we're at my house, and let's just have some fun with these products and just really see what we can do to help you get to a better place. Because, again, you'll see this on the website, but you'll see Heather's picture, and I
was wondering, Vance, do you have a before and after picture of me?
I don't. If you want to...
OMG! OMG! Maybe I can send that to you.
Get that so people understand the value of
the difference.
The difference, because the value of what Nikon can give to people in all of those categories: sleep, water, energy, and nutrients. Oh, you're carrying an extra 80 pounds. You want to get rid of that? Well, hey, check out this. You know, oh, you're not sleeping? You know, hey, we've got it all.
Yes, we do. We really do.
Why don't we plan on that, so that way people can kind of get their questions, you know, lined up, and then we'll just do rapid fire, and Vance will just stop talking and let you answer the questions. And so everybody's been given notice. We're going to have Heather back, and it'll be, you know, Q&A with the crazy medicine woman. Does that sound okay?
Thanks, I like that.
I knew I wouldn't offend you with that. So I'm going to let you go, and we'll plan on that. You and I will be in connection. And please, text or email me those before and after photos, and then we'll make sure Steve gets them on the website so people can see that. Hey, this is legit.
Steve probably has them already.
It's better if you get them fresh, and that way there's no excuses for him to have to, you know, go digging and finding and searching and all that stuff.
All right.
Okay. So thank you again. I really, really appreciate your time, and I know this has been helpful. I think we've opened up a huge can of worms, but we've at least, got people thinking in the right direction. This is really serious stuff. You can help a lot of, we can cover basically a multitude of sins with what, you know, and sin, when I say that, I'm not talking about, you know, well, that kind of sin. I'm talking about the poor choices we've done in our life and allowed things to derail us into living physical lives that are not healthy. And so anyways, if you jumped on late, Dr. Heather Locks was our guest today, and SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. I had somebody ask me last week, what website do you keep talking about? I've listened to you for years. I don't understand. I'm going to say it again. www.SaturdayAMLive.com. There's about 15 years worth of archived phone call conversations there, and in a few days' time you'll see Heather's picture there, and we'll set that up and we'll make that happen. So,
thank you so much. They
thank you, Heather.
Blessed we are. Big heart hugs from me to you.
Mutual, right through the phone line, right back at you, baby. Okay, and we'll be in touch. Okay.
Beautiful.
All right. Thank you. Ciao for now.